Senate passes legislation to create whistleblower program to stop smuggling of U.S. semiconductors to China. The Senate has unanimously passed legislation aimed at preventing American-made semiconductor chips from being smuggled to China. The legislation, called the Stop Stealing Our Chips Act, has been introduced in both chambers of Congress. The Senate bill, introduced by Senators Mike Rounds and Mark Warner, passed without objection on May 20th. The United States has taken extensive measures to prevent American-made semiconductors from falling into the wrong hands, particularly China. However, China continues to smuggle these chips into their country, Rounds said in a statement on May 22nd. Rounds said the legislation would strengthen export control enforcement at the U.S. Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security by rewarding whistleblowers who come forward with credible information on illegal activity. "I look forward to working with our colleagues in the House to get this important legislation through Congress and to President Trump's desk to be signed into law," Rounds added. The legislation would amend the Export Control Reform Act to require BIS to create a secure public portal for whistleblowers to submit reports. The bill also states it would also create a whistleblower incentive program funded by fines collected from export control violations to encourage individuals to provide high-value information on potential violations. Whistleblowers would be guaranteed confidentiality and protected from retaliation under the legislation. Employers would be barred from firing, demoting, suspending, threatening, harassing, or otherwise discriminating against workers for reporting suspected export control violations. Credible whistleblower reports would be required to trigger formal investigations within 60 days of submission under the legislation. Whistleblowers who provide original information leading to fines against violators would receive 10 to 30% of the amounts collected. According to the legislation, federal employees acting within the scope of the duties would be excluded from the compensation. Rounds' office said the program is designed to be like the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's whistleblower program. Warner called the Senate passage of the bill an important step toward strengthening our export control system and protecting America's national security. As China continues working to acquire advanced American AI technology through illicit networks, we need stronger tools to detect and prevent these violations. This bipartisan legislation empowers whistleblowers to help expose illegal export schemes and gives BIS additional support in enforcing our export control laws, Warner added. Warner is the vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Rounds serves on the same committee. The House bill was introduced by Representatives Tom Keene, Jr. and Julie Johnson in December last year. Other lawmakers who have co-sponsored the legislation include Representatives John Molinar and Raja Krishnamurti, chairman and former ranking member, respectively, of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. On April 22, the House bill advanced out of the House Committee on Foreign Relations. America's technological edge is one of our greatest strengths, and we can't let adversaries steal it and threaten our security, Johnson wrote at the time. In March, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia announced charges against a Chinese national and two U.S. citizens, who allegedly took part in a conspiracy to smuggle restricted artificial intelligence computer chips to China through Thailand in 2023. The case centered on Tommy Shad English of Atlanta, who allegedly acted on behalf of a Thailand-based firm in ordering 750 computer servers worth roughly $170 million from a California supplier. 600 of those contained a computer chip listed on the Commerce Department's control list, which requires a license for export to China. In December last year, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas announced that a sophisticated smuggling network for smuggling NVIDIA GPUs to China had been shut down after taking two Chinese nationals into custody for allegedly violating U.S. export control laws.